new committee focused on how to regulate mobile businesses in Haines met for the second time Monday. Only two members were present, and they were taken to task by a couple residents who say the rules the committee plans to draw up could stifle economic growth. Committee members Diana Lapham and Nell Jergelite-Green started the meeting with a list of potential regulations Jergelite-Green compiled from other communities' codes. One included requiring a food trailer permit, which would be in addition to the state and borough business licenses already mandated.
And I think that should be open for discussion with more people present.
Yeah.
The advantages for the short term versus the brick and mortar who are paying fees every month. Mm-hmm. Year-round.
Local business owner Doug Olrud balked at the list of potential restrictions.
I don't think just because a business has wheels under it that it should necessarily be treated differently than my business that has a concrete foundation. It's a business that's generating sales tax revenue for the Haines Borough.
Committee member Lapham explained that in the past few years, food carts and other mobile businesses have been permitted simply because there's not much to go on in borough code.
Right now, our code is so vague in the guideline of our administration to implement the rules, I guess, whatever rules that there are. And even to the person that's trying to start a business, it's very vague.
Olrud suggested just two areas the committee should explore for the new guidelines: the number of mobile businesses that should be permitted and the zones in which they should be allowed. Olrud said any other guidelines could be determined on a case-by-case basis and included in the lease the business owner signs with the property owner. Jergelite-Green, who owns a shop in the Fort Seward area, said she was still concerned with keeping a physical distance between mobile and brick-and-mortar businesses.
Because it is hard enough to stay open year-round here for some of these businesses, and I think we have a responsibility to that. I really do.
But Olrud said making additional rules for one type of business and not the other is overreach.
And that's trying to protect somebody that has a brick and mortar business at the expense of someone that's just trying to start off. And there's already a bunch of inherent advantages already for an existing business compared to one starting off. Mm-hmm. And I think we should be encouraging more businesses to start in Haines, not less.
The owner of a scooter rental trailer that opened last summer also spoke up. Alex Stock said people who operate commercial trailers may plan to move into brick and mortar spaces eventually.
I would love to do that. I mean, a trailer is just a beginning. Yeah. For me. You know, that's something that I could only afford a trailer. That's how my business start. I take out a business loan. I go buy a trailer. I go buy my scooters. I come up. I get the proper licenses. I start business. I make a profit. And in 2-3 years down the road, I have enough profit to buy a piece of land, to build brick and mortar. That's how business starts. That's how business grows.
Committee member Lapham agreed.
I want to make it as easy as possible for these things to get started.
Mayor Jan Hill closed the meeting by saying that the mantra of the committee should be less is more when it comes to regulations for mobile businesses. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.